WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like deadlines, relationships, personal goals, it's all swirling around, and sometimes you just need someone to lean on, right? That's where healthy relationships come in, folks. They are the bedrock of our emotional well-being. Think of them as your support system, your tribe, your cheerleaders when life throws curveballs. But let's be real, building strong, supportive relationships isn't always a walk in the park. It takes work, intentionality, and a whole lot of self-awareness. That's what we're diving into today, how to cultivate those meaningful connections that truly nourish your soul. Ready to level up your relationship game? Let's go. First up, communication is key. This one sounds obvious, right? But I'm talking about real communication, not just exchanging pleasantries. It's about being vulnerable, sharing your thoughts and feelings honestly, and actively listening when others speak. Remember those old-school phone calls? The ones where you actually talked for hours. Yeah, try to bring that back. Put down the phone, look someone in the eye, and truly connect. Next, boundaries are your best friend. They define what's acceptable and what's not in your relationships. It's about respecting yourself and others' needs and limits. Think of them like a comfy fence around your emotional space that keep things safe and healthy. You don't need to be overly rigid, but setting clear boundaries shows you value yourself and your time. Now, empathy is magic. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Literally try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. A little bit of empathy goes a long way in building bridges and fostering deeper connections. Remember that awkward conversation you had last week? Try looking at it from the other person's point of view. They might have been feeling just as nervous. Quality time is gold. In our busy world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle. But making time for the people who matter most, even if it's just a quick coffee date or a walk in the park, can make a world of difference. It shows them that they're valued and that you prioritize your relationship with them. And finally, forgiveness is essential. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Learning to forgive yourself and others frees you from bitterness and allows for genuine healing and growth in your relationships. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I used to be terrible at communicating my needs in relationships. I'd bottle things up, avoid confrontation, and end up resentful. Then I realized it's not about being confrontational, it's about being honest and respectful. So, I started practicing assertive communication, stating my feelings clearly, setting boundaries, and asking for what I needed. It took some practice, but it made a huge difference. Suddenly, my relationships felt more authentic and fulfilling. Think about it, how many times have you felt misunderstood in a relationship? Maybe you were too quick to judge someone's actions, or you didn't express your feelings clearly enough. Remember, healthy relationships are built on open communication, empathy, and forgiveness. So, what can you do right now to build stronger, more supportive connections? How about texting a friend you haven't spoken to in a while? Or planning a coffee date with someone you care about? Maybe even try practicing active listening when someone is talking to you. Really focus on what they're saying and show them that you value their thoughts and feelings. These small actions can make a big difference. Keep your stoic mindset strong. Folks, remember, it's not about being perfect, but about continuously learning and growing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of relationship wisdom. See you on the next episode. Stay balanced, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.